With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden campaign is stepping up its queer trans messaging.
Joe Biden's re-election team is launching new organizing efforts and media advertising to mobilize LGBT voters. The campaign says it will have a presence at over 200 Pride events in 23 states during June. At the end of the month, the President and First Lady will host a fundraising event in New York City. The campaign touts Mr. Biden as the most pro-LGBTQ plus president in American history, and his record proves that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit has blocked a black-owned firm from awarding grants exclusively to black women entrepreneurs. The judges ruled the contest is substantially likely to violate the provisions of Title 42 of the U.S. Code, which ensures equal rights under the law and prohibits the use of race when awarding and enforcing contracts. History is made in Mexico.
Mexico has projected that Claudia Sheinbaum will become the first woman president in the country's 200-year history. And she spoke at a victory celebration in Mexico City after getting what the National Electoral Institute estimates was as much as 60.7% of the vote.
Cerca de 35 millones de votos.
Sheinbaum campaigned on continuing the political course set by her mentor, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I'm Donna Water.
A solar energy company will soon begin clearing thousands of protected Joshua trees in California, including many thought to be a century old, to make way for a solar farm. The 2,300-acre project has angered residents. They say their concerns about the destruction of pristine land that's habitat for endangered desert tortoises have been ignored. This is SRN News. A new poll on church and sports.
Travel teams are all the rage in youth athletics these days, and they often create a conflict with Sunday morning worship services. Lifeway Research has been asking Protestant churchgoers if it's okay to skip church for your kid's soccer game. 18% say no, it's never permissible to choose sports over worship, while 22% say it's okay once or twice a year. By contrast, 36% of pastors say it is never all right to skip. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel queer trans staff or kids because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on their religious convictions. This is SRN News. The U.S. tries to sell Israeli officials on its latest peace proposal in Israel's war against Hamas. The latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has resumed pitching the latest proposals for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, apparently believing he would gain support from Israel's war cabinet by working around Prime Minister Netanyahu. After speaking to the remaining two leaders, Benny Gantz and Yoav Gallant, he learned the Israelis remain steadfast in popular agreement that there will be no ceasefire beyond that needed to repatriate hostages still held by the Iranian terrorist group. In the north, meanwhile, the terror group Hezbollah has stepped up its rocket fire into Israel, increasing the range and lethalness of its rockets. Lebanese rockets have triggered thousands of acres of fire on the Golan Heights. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.